This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. projected president-elect Joe Biden plans to name the first members of his cabinet this coming week, according to a key Biden aide. This as President Donald Trump is urging Republicans to help him in his long-shot legal effort to overturn his defeat in the November 3rd election. The president-elect said last week he'd settled on a new Treasury secretary and that his selection would appeal to, quote, all elements of the Democratic Party, progressive to the moderate coalitions. Other names and positions are filtering through news reports this evening, and we'll bring you more on those names and positions as they become available. While Mr. Biden is transitioning to become the country's 46th president at his inauguration on January 20th, Mr. Trump has refused to concede. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Sunday he was ready to work with any U.S. leader and would congratulate whomever emerges as the winner of the November 3rd election once all the legal formalities are settled. This is what Russian news agencies are reporting. Putin has withheld comment while President Trump has been taking legal action regarding votes cast for his rival Biden in the presidential election. VOA has projected Biden as the winner. On state TV, the Russian president said, quote, we will work with anyone who has the trust of the American people. He went on to say that the winner must be named either by the opposing party, which should acknowledge the victory of their opponents, or after the final results of the election are confirmed in a legitimate legal way. You can keep up on the progress of those election results at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download to your mobile device. And from Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. Iran on Sunday vowed to defeat any Israeli attempt to harm its role in Syria, saying the era of, quote, hit-and-run attacks by Israel there was over. That was days after Israel carried out airstrikes on Syrian army and Iranian paramilitary targets in the country. Israel, which views Tehran as its biggest security threat, has repeatedly attacked Iranian targets and those of allied militia in Syria, where Tehran has backed President Bashar al-Assad and his forces against rebels and militants since 2012. Ethiopia's prime minister has issued an ultimatum to Tigrayan regional forces to surrender or face a military offensive on the state's capital of Mekele. The Ethiopian army has been battling local forces in Tigray since conflict broke out on November 4th. That's when President Ahmed Abiy sent the National Defense Force into the area after accusing local forces of attacking a military base. A blackout of internet and phone communications in the region has made it difficult to confirm a death toll and any reports of violence. Tigray is the northernmost of Ethiopia's nine regional states. Tensions have been building in the region since September 9th, when Tigray defiantly held a regional election after President Abiy postponed the polls, citing the coronavirus pandemic. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Sunday that his country will lead international efforts to combat climate change. He said this in comments on the sidelines of the G20 summit. Suga has already said that Japan will aim for net zero emissions by 2050, making a green society one of his key policy priorities. He added that, quote, addressing climate change is not a constraint on economic growth. He also said Japan, quote, will lead international society in realizing a decarbonized world. Japanese lawmakers on Thursday declared a climate emergency in a symbolic vote aimed at increasing pressure for action to combat global warming after Japan last month committed to its firm timetable for net zero emissions. A rights group in Belarus says more than 200 people were arrested this weekend as Belarusians continue to protest longtime President Alexander Lukashenko in Minsk. Thousands of people took to the streets to demand Lukashenko's resignation. According to rights watchdog Vesna 96, 205 people have been taken into custody despite activists' efforts to decentralize protests in hopes of evading police. Weekly rallies have been held since the disputed presidential election on August 9th, in which Lukashenko retained power in a vote seen by international observers as not fair or transparent. Via remote.